Thursday morning, the official containment level of the Waldo Canyon fire set at 5%. But Incident Commander Rich Harvey was optimistic about what the day would hold.
Today, we are going to be incredibly aggressive on this fire. We have the first break in the weather that we've had since we've been here. We have the horsepower in place, and now we're going to go after it today aggressively.
And they did. By afternoon, Harvey placed the level of containment at 10%. By late night, official estimates were 15%. But one other preliminary estimate would arrive during the day.
347 homes are gone. Their life streams are gone.
And Colorado Springs Mayor Steve Bach continued to reiterate those numbers are early.
That's a preliminary number, certainly subject to change. And those residences are on 34 streets. And again, that's a preliminary number, subject to change.
By evening, officials set up a meeting for residents of those streets so they could find out the status of their homes. Susan Solich of the Mountain Shadows community was one of them. Solich says her house is gone. She'd been allowed back in to gather some belongings when the fire came roaring down at 65 miles an hour.
We went up and they told us we had a half an hour, and we had gotten there and we had been there about 10 minutes. And someone we didn't even know ran into the house and said, the fire's on the street. And my daughter ran out and said, it's right there. And it was right within houses. And we just grabbed dogs and got in the car and left.
Solich says she doesn't know what's next and is taking things one day at a time. Minutes later, Colorado Springs Police Chief Pete Carey was visibly shaken as he delivered the latest news.
Despite the heroic efforts of our first responders, I have some sad news. Colorado Springs Police Department was given information which led to a search at 2910 Rossmere Street in the Mountain Shadows subdivision. That residence was destroyed by fire. Unfortunately, the remains of one human being was discovered in the debris. The search continues. We have informed family members. Initial information was that two adults were missing from that residence.
Carey says the investigation is ongoing, and Mayor Steve Bach continues to praise the community for stepping forward to assist the displaced.
This community is going to surround them with love and encouragement, and we will move forward as a city better than we ever have.
The Waldo Canyon fire has been plagued by high temperatures, difficult terrain, and challenging winds. But Jerry Marr, supervisor with the Pike San Isabel National Forest, says they remain confident.
You know, I heard a story this morning, and someone said, well, you know, you guys were talking about the fire going in so many different directions, and, you know, are you discouraged by that? Have you lost hope? And boy, I just want to let people know we have not lost hope. At no point in this fire have we lost hope. We have nothing but hope and nothing but belief.
As of late last night, the Waldo Canyon fire has burned nearly 17,000 acres. Multiple communities remain on evacuation notices, including some in Teller County. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.